This is basic civil defense information from the Department of Defense, Office of Civil Defense, Washington.
On the air, I guess. We're on the air tonight for the Lost Discs Radio Show. This is Jimmy Knight coming at you. Suddenly, I'm coming at you on a shortwave radio. You digging this action? Are you okay with this, folks? Because we're live tonight on February 17th, 2006. And Dr. Doc Brown is on board.
Uh-huh.
He's in the studio with you, man. Kicking off our show again for some more insanity. Well, there's no telling who actually is getting the shortwave signal. You know, supposedly we're on two frequencies. You know, you never know if you're really going to be on both frequencies every once in a while. You don't know if the propagation's going to make it. We're supposedly on 7415 kilohertz and 5110 kilohertz for your underground shortwave alternative to the corporate crap radio stations that...
We do our own thing here. You know?
Yeah, well, I think we're proving it right now, Doc.
Nobody can tell us what to do either.
Hey, quit. Yeah, that's right.
You know what? If you look over at me right now.
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
I'm wearing a red hat, man.
No.
I am wearing a red hat because that's it. Nobody can tell me I can't wear my freaking red hat.
You know what?
Today is my red hat day.
But you know.
That's it.
Doc.
No, what's the world coming to?
Doc.
It's the apocalypse. It's a sign of the apocalypse that I can't have my red hat day. Today. Today.
Look, Doc.
And all during the day, till midnight.
You know that first of all, gentlemen don't normally wear hats in the building, Doc. So take that under advisement.
Whoever made this, whoever came up with this idea, whoever's going to tell me I can't wear my red hat, I don't really care. I want to do this, and I'm going to tell everybody about it. I really don't care.
You know they've renamed April 1st De Palma Day. Have you heard about that? Okay. Yeah, that's right. Things are happening on the show. There's in-jokes going around. People don't even know what we're talking about. But it's true. Dr. Doc Brown is pissed off, and he's wearing his hat, his red hat, in the studio tonight as a sign of defiance against something.
There was a time when I didn't really know what was going on. I had no idea. That was back in my green days when I was just green. I was new at this.
You
and I would have my green day.
You were in that band?
No, not the band. I'm talking about the green day.
Oh, God.
Days.
All right. You know, this is going to be very appropriate. I'm glad you're here, Doc. I'm glad you're here and you're on time and that you're pissed off about something. Because you can feel free to have the microphone and just sort of rant and rave.
Oh, let's play some music.
No, well, we're going to. And it's going to be very appropriate to the fact that maybe you want to rant and rave.
All
because
right.
We're kicking it off with Dr. Feelgood and and the interns.
Molly Crew. Oh.
And they're at... No, man. Yeah, and the interns off the OK record label, man. We're spinning the original 45 for you tonight, folks. And appropriately, they're asking the musical question, what's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc? Now all of you women gather around. What's up, Doc? Because Dr. Feelgood done come to town. What's up, Doc? Now you don't need shots and you don't need pills. What's up, Doc? Just let the doctor tell you like it is. Me, because my service are rendered free.
the swinging sound of Lost Discs Radio.
Wherever you go. Take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
I know a lot of you folks would like to know what the old tell you about her. She's nothing but a big old boat. You see, my forefathers used to ride the bottoms of her as stokers, cooks, and waiters. And I made a vow that when I grew up, I'd take a ride on the old Proud Mary. And if you'd let me, I'd like to sing about it. Looking for a job in the city.
Life is that paradise called Sun City. What a fabulous place for that change of pace. When you retire, you can be sitting pretty. If you're 50 plus, bet you and your wife have designs along lines of the active way of life. Live better, live longer, the active way at Del Webb's Sun City.
This weekend, attend the grand opening of Sun City, the town established on Del Webb's original concept of active retirement, imitated but never equaled. Sensibly priced homes, low-cost facilities. Follow the crowd to Del Webb's Sun City, 22 miles south of Riverside on Highway 395.
If retirement's begun, but you and your wife are young at heart, why part with the active way of life? Live better, live longer, the active way at Del Webb's Sun City.
Lost Discs Radio, here on the planet.
Solid gold music.
No puedes mentir porque nunca lo has tenido.
Incredible sounds now of Ike and Tina Turner, okay, off of the original Sonia Records label, 45, man. Oh, I don't know, sometime out of the late mid-60s there, mid-late something. And let's see, well, what else? We'll see, because before that we was digging Proud Mary, but not nobody's version that you thought you knew. That was Solomon Burke off the Amy Records label, you know, written by John Fogerty. Covered by Ike and Tina Turner, but we spin in the lesser known, of course, of the lesser known of any versions. And of course, we did kick it off with Dr. Feelgood and the Interns and What's Up, Doc. Man, we do spin the original 45s here, folks, on the Lost Discs Radio Show. We take a lot of heat for it. And by the way, I'm sorry.
About Dr. Feelgood.
No, wait, go ahead. Yeah.
If you're Dr. Feelgood and the Interns, right? One time I had to go to the dentist, and his name was Dr. Veal, like V-E-E-L. So I was calling him Dr. Veelgood.
V-E-A-L?
No, like V-E-E-L. I don't know. He was from another country, and his last name was V-E-E-L.
Okay.
So to make myself feel better about going to this guy, I was calling him Dr. Veelgood. And now, whenever I think of Dr. Feelgood, I associate that with a dentist. Do dentists have interns, too? Or is it just...
Sure they do. Of course they do.
They do?
Why wouldn't they?
Well, I don't know. It's just because I never...
They have sex just like every other guy.
I just never thought about it.
No, what? I'm talking about doctors.
Now,
no.
Now, that's...
Come
now,
on.
What happens here in the studio with Chesty is not considered sex. Our commander-in-chief made that very clear just a few years ago.
You're talking about Wiener. You're talking
Wiener.
About Alan Wiener.
No, not Alan.
He's the commander-in-chief.
What you and Alan Wiener do in your private time has nothing to do...
No, people, it's not happening. He's not saying these things, is he?
It's just fun to question management. It's just fun to question management. Like, as a matter of fact, if I could just send out, one button and send out an email to all of management.
If you could just send one email.
That's how I felt. Like, maybe if there was one button, I could send out an email to everyone in the world.
So, like, all your colleagues and everybody.
No, I mean everybody in the world.
Right.
Like, if there's, like, one of those buttons. Like, someday that may happen, that you can get on the computer and click a button and an email will get sent to every single person with an email address.
Yeah.
Just to let them know how I feel.
Yeah, that's not spam.
What's in my heart, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't come in a can.
No.
All right. Now listen, folks, tonight we are live. It's February 17th of 06, right? And we're on live on the Eastern Time Zone at 10 p.m. That's minus 5 hours Zulu time. Okay? For those of you that want to figure it out on the Greenwich Mean Coordinated Universal. The emails are flying in. We didn't even give out the email address. Okay, Mike from Keswick, Ontario, who is actually on the road in Houston, Texas tonight, just emailing in. He says he's loaded on beer and wild turkey bourbon.
Are you going to do another long-distance dedication?
He says you should try it. It's really not as bad as you might think. And then from West Texas, Rabishu checking in. He's getting a loud and clear signal. We can only assume it's on the 7415 transmitter. He doesn't specify, folks, because it's too cold and windy where he is. From East Tennessee, of course, good old Chris Augustus checking in, man. See all the regulars. And, of course, he's hip enough to know that the Dr. Feelgood record we played is the B-side to The Right String But The Wrong Yo-Yo. Got the right string, baby, but the wrong yo-yo. It's true. Very good, Chris. You win another prize, but we're not sending you anything.
We have some incredible trivia contestants that email
us. We do.
This show.
Now... Cosmic Debris just now chiming in. Let's get this. You know, Cosmic Debris 7415 is dead in Maryland, where he's at in his Mount Free airy place. But 5110 is absolutely booming in, and it's a beautiful sound. And the fidelity is glorious mono, and he just can't believe it. And he's looking forward to the Winterfest. Yeah,
Winterfest.
The Winterfest, which coming up in 2 weeks from tonight. We'll be broadcasting live from Culpsville, Pennsylvania, in the hotel there. Well, I assume we're broadcasting live. I mean, they usually have that kind of thing set up. That would be people like, you know, Cosmic Debris hooking you up with that. So we can only assume they'll be hooking us up, you know. And then let's see. Oh, now here's an interesting one. Now, Doc, we don't hear in very often from chicks.
Right.
It was usually like a guy's thing. But every once in a great while, we get an email from a chick. And this is really, we get very excited about it.
I get the emails from the chicks is what you're saying.
Yes. And then once again, it's true. Nancy has emailed in, folks. And she's a first-time emailer, long-time listener. And she's wondering if it's too late to answer the challenge, trivia question that's on our website as to your degree, Doc. You know, on the bio page at our website, folks.
Yeah.
There's a write-up about Doc Brown and his degree as an MBSA.
Right.
Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, that was a pretty fancy title that was bestowed on me by myself at one point.
Now, she takes a guess.
After extensive studying.
Do you want me to give out the answer? Because I think she may have gotten it right.
An extensive practice. Well, I think it was given out on one other show. So I think she might, if she's a longtime listener, she may be cheating.
I'll leave it up to you then if you want to say it.
You know what? No, we know that she's right. We've determined that.
Deep down in our hearts, but she's right. Just like everybody else who emails.
I'm going to call her a task on this one, though, if she's a longtime listener.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to give her another question right here on the spot.
Speak it, man.
And you can all... No, oh, that's a good one, because that was only 2 weeks ago. No, I have one here. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
Nancy, it's okay if you need some help, you know, you want to phone a friend or something like that. That's okay. We understand. Sometimes you need help with those kinds of things.
Life
but anyway... Here we go. If you've been listening for a long time, you will know when Jan and Dean were recording a record called Ride the Wild Surf, they got kicked out of their contract because one of their friends was involved in some shady activity involving a kidnapping.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you remember that? We talked about that on the air. We did a whole thing, the Jan and Dean special.
Yeah.
Any longtime listener will know. And Nancy, we need you to know and you to call me back and call Jimmy back and do all this stuff. And let us know who was kidnapped by Jan and Dean's friends. And if you do that, Jimmy has said personally to me that he will give you a poster off the wall of the Lost Discs Radio Studio.
That's right.
Yeah. We have one up here that says, for those who think young. And if you're a longtime listener, you also know about that one. But we're not – this is if you win it. It's a prized possession.
Prized possession coming out the studio tonight for people. Now, this is great because we have I'm just about to go into a contest, Doc, for people to email and something in. So we're going to piggyback it here.
It's a contest-a-thon of mania.
It's a twofer tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show. And people are emailing in by getting on the computer, you know, because that's the only way you can send in the emails nowadays. And you type it into lost@wbcq.us Okay? Now here comes, now, you know, being that it's kind of, you know, people getting on our case, like, why don't we play more blues and soul and R&B records? And, you know, maybe in the month of February, they say, if you're such hot shots, you can do something for them, you know, Black History Month and all those black folks trying to make it, right? Well, you know, so that's kind of what we're doing. That's where we're at tonight. And that's where we were a little bit last week. There's a record,
Doc. What?
From a guy. There's a guy called Billy Mitchell. And this record is so, like, explicit.
Do you know that he's the second selectman of this town?
Billy Mitchell.
Yeah, that's the second selectman's name right now.
No, come on.
I'm totally.
Well, I have a record by Billy Mitchell. And I'll show you, just so you know, I'm not jiving you.
I'm practicing my art of NBSAing. I'm
okay.
Totally.
Blue
true.
Record, on the Blue Records label.
There it is.
Okay.
Wow.
It's so explicit that I actually had to bleep out part of this record every time it comes up. And there's like a refrain that comes up. And the song is called Willie Sure Could Do It. And every time it gets to the part where it says Willie Sure Could Do It, he could.
Honk, honk.
Beep. And I had to bleep it out because it's just way too explicit to actually play over the air. Otherwise, we'd be getting shut down by Wiener, Alan Wiener, the general manager of this goddamn station. All right, so what the point is, folks, if you can figure out, as you're listening to this song right now, what the lyrics are to fill in the blank, you email us tonight, and if you get it correct, we will send you a prize.
Yeah, maybe it'll be a almost used can of Monco pineapple grapefruit drink. That would be something special.
We could do that. In fact, we will do that. I guarantee. And you know what else? We also might send in. We might send out a prize for the most inventive answer as to what the lyrics should be. All right. So here we go. Stand by, folks. It's coming off the 45 for you. You can speak a little scratchy, but you'll be able to catch a little bit of these lyrics by Billy Mitchell now. It's Willie Sure Could Do It. And you tell us, well, what is it that he could do?
Little Willie Jackson Green was looking at the pictures in a magazine. When he came to the part where they advertised, he saw 10 easy lessons and you learn to Willie sent the coupon off at once and mastered all 10 lessons in 3 months. He did it to the dog. He did it to the cat. And if he could have caught him, he'd have did it to the rat. Oh, he did it good for just a youngster his size. Willie sure could do it. He could really. He ran across the yard when he saw the girl next door. And do you know he did it to her right on the kitchen floor? Oh, I'll do it good, he said, and winked his wicked eyes. Willie sure could do it. He could really. He did it to the chicken, and he fixed the rabbits, too. Grandma come sailing round the barn, and he did it to her, too. And when he got to school, he just stood right up in class. And when the teacher turned her back, he did it to her fast. He did it to the girls, and then he did it to the guys. Willie sure could do it, he could really. He did it on the street, and he did it on the bus. He did it nice and easy, and without a bit of fuss. My, he was a wizard, Willie was so awful wise. He could really do it, he could really. When he got to town, he sneaked up on a crowd. He did it to them all before a soul could cry out loud. This is much more fun, he said, than stealing mama's pies. Willie sure could do it. He could really. He did it to the butcher, and he did it to the cop. He did it in a movie and made a lady blow her top. He did it to them all, and there was nobody left. Just to keep in practice, he did it to himself. Now the population is a solid mesmerized. Willie sure could do it. He could really. A Willie was a wizard, he could really.
Okay, so folks, if you could figure out what, if you can fill in the blank, right? You got to email us right now. It is lost@wbcq.us. Okay, and you tell us what good old Billy Mitchell was singing about there, right? You got it?
Wow.
And we'll be back in the next break to read your answers over the air tonight live on February 17th of 2006. And in the meantime, folks, it's a little bit of action from Big J McNeely, exclusively on Lost Discs Radio Show.
Well, I've been to the Army and I've been overseas. I had my fun, I done everything I please. I had lots of women, lonely and wise, but none like my baby that's on the other side. So take me back to my baby in the shack by the middle. Yeah, I wanna go back.
I am now going to sound a pure tone and then rapidly vary its frequency slightly. Listen.
Papa told Mama, I'll hit you with my fist. Looked at my sister, she was doing a twist. She didn't want to fight, she was scared already. Had too big a fist, she didn't want to hit Mama. Mama told Papa, don't double it up again. Yeah. She said, do I'm gonna go and call my old friend. She said, my baby child, how have you been? That's me. Got home, everybody got happy. The fight begin and not start again. You know what I mean. He was quieting down, cause they know this big old six-shooting total. lightning had done hit this town. I don't let nobody hit my mama, you know, because, and I don't love no grandma. When I tell you, I mean it, I think. Old pistol toting lightning.
Radio.
Your attention and willingness to learn may save your life.
Hey, Ma! What's for breakfast? Hey, Ma! What's for breakfast? Hey, Ma! What's for breakfast?
Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Ladies and gentlemen, the whole cause of this, well, cabaret, is that wicked girl over there.
Yeah, all right, come on. All right, be nice, people, be nice. It is time now for our college intern to step over to the microphone and explain herself, because she's been digging deep into the stacks of wax in the closet over there.
I found a real winner, Jimmy.
Okay, well, what you got tonight?
This is Etta Miss Peaches James. Miss Peaches. We know how you like peaches, Jimmy.
What? Do it. What? Jeez, people.
But
I'm trying to live my life.
But you know, this is the kind of lady. One time I was in a cabaret and I saw this big, black, soulful lady, and she was so cool when she sang that you just wanted to be her. She had it all, you know.
Damn it.
And that's the kind of record this is. So I hope you dig it.
All right, let's hit it tonight, man. Exclusively on the show. Whoa, exclusively on the Lost Discs Radio Show. Yeah.
Well, I've got the love that moves me so. He sure knows how to rock and roll. Cause he's a tough lover. Yeah, yeah. He's a tough lover. Woo! He's a tough lover. Yeah, yeah. Tough lover. Uh-huh. When he kisses me, I get a thrill. But when he does that wiggle, I can't keep still. Cause he's a tough lover. Yeah, yeah. He's a tough lover. Woo! A tough lover. Yeah, yeah. Tough lover. Uh-huh. The seven sisters have nothing on him. I'm talking about love and he's fast. Come to pass, die. choose. He's a tough lover. Yeah, yeah. He's a tough lover. Woo! Tough lover. Yeah, yeah. Tough lover. James' blue suede shoes, cause he's a tough lover, yeah, yeah, he's a tough lover, woo, he's a tough lover, yeah, yeah, tough lover, uh-huh, you got a lover that don't wanna love right, just pop him side head, once or twice he'll be a tough lover.
Now listen, baby, we have got to make a record.
There's a certain girl I've been after a long, long time.
What's her name?
Can't tell you.
No.
I can't reveal her name until I get her.
What's her name?
Can't tell you.
No.
I try time and time again. We end up as nothing but friends. There's a certain girl I've been after a long, long time.
What's her name?
Can't tell you. There's a certain chick I've been sweet on since I met her.
What's her name?
Can't tell you. Don't ask me her name, I won't reveal it until I get her.
What's her name?
Can't tell you. One day I'll wake up and say, just to have you, I'll be your slave. As I say, until I get her.
What's her name?
Can't tell you. I try time and time again. We end up as nothing but friends. There's a certain chick I've been in love with a long, long time.
What's her name?
Can't tell you. Just to have you, I'll be your slave. There's a certain girl I've been in love with a long, long time.
What's her name?
Can't tell you.
Lost Discs Radio.
Lost Discs Radio.
Instant replay.
I can't do.
Lost this radio. Lost this radio. Lost this radio. Lost this radio. Lost this radio.
Folks, I'm Bob Crud, originator of the famous Tower Stores. Look for a Tower of Crud store in your area soon. Also, listen for our new radio show, the Tower of Crud Tower Hour. Come down soon, friend. And remember, with each purchase, you get a free...
Mister, can you help me?
Flower Power Tower Hour towel. In fact, you might even win a whole set of Flower Power Tower Hour towels for your convenience. If you find a Flower Power Tower Hour towel for your on your receipt. Folks, this is Bob Crud of Tower of Crud Stores reminding you, don't forget.
Weekend fun.
I'll never let you go, baby. Because your love is so pure and fine. No, I'll never let you go, baby. Because your love is so pure and fine. And if you ever leave me, darling, that is the first thing would cross my mind. You know you made me love you, baby. Now, darling, I'm your slave. You made me love you, baby. Now, darling, I'm your slave. And I won't go through life worrying without you, baby. It'll make every hair in my head turn gray. Set you free. Until I'm dead and long, long gone, then that will be the end of me.
Yeah, okay, man. The incredible sounds tonight of Jimmy Liggins and his 3D band. Off the Specialty Records label. Yeah, you could tell we're spinning the original scratchy vinyl out of 1953 on that one. Wow. Folks, if you can dig it tonight. And then before that, of course, it was the Yardbirds and their version of A Certain Girl. That I believe that's the Yardbirds with Clapton, Eric Clapton on guitar.
Like and, the ones that just got back together? And that was Cream.
Oh, be careful. And then before that, you know, Ernie Cato... Ernie Cato with his...
Ernie Cato?
No, Cato.
Like Pink Panther?
No, well, I, no.
Remember he had the little Chinese guy that would come around? Cato, his little servant that would attack him?
No, I know what you mean. Not quite the same. It's okay. K. It's like K, yeah. Capital K, yeah. Dash, D-O-E.
That's what I was saying. K-Do.
Kato.
Because we... No.
Not Kato, like Kato Kalin.
No. I'm saying Ernie K-Do.
Yeah. No, it's not an initial. Like his last name is not an initial K. All right. We're taking,
like K-Tel Records?
Yeah, exactly. That,
all right, all right.
You know, like a Ronco production.
A what?
And before that, of course, it was Miss Peaches, Etta, Miss Peaches James... off the Modern Records label with Tough Lover. That was Chesty's chick pick. And, you know, Cosmic Debris, among other people, was digging that because he just emailed in and he says so. He says, I was digging that, you know. And, well, if Michael Ketter would be digging that too, if only he were listening, you know. And, well, we hope for the best for that. Maybe we'll see him again one of these days soon. We hope We really hope. Okay, and people have emailed in. It's crazy. Let's see. Cracker. Hey, you know that guy, Cracker?
Cracker?
Doc, there's a guy named... There's a guy they call Cracker.
He's my favorite hunky.
He's a... Jeez. Condo made of stona. He's doing something with 88.5 FM. Now, see, he's putting us on some other Shoutcast server, and that's exciting. But we got to get details on that because I don't really know. He's somewhere in the Midwest, this guy Cracker, and... Oh, I don't know, people. You see, every time you crack your emails in, you and Cosmic Debris emails in, you get
I'll
thinking.
Be shot.
You get thinking about Saturday nights on BCQ. You should check in around 6 p.m. and dig the Lumpy Gravy radio show on 7415. Stick around for Radio Timtron, of course. The best.
Timtron!
On the microphonium. The best show on shortwave. Little popcorn thing stuck in my throat. And then, Who's His Ass There comes on at 8 o'clock with the Church of the Subgenius and the Hour of Slack. And then it just gets weirder from there, if you can believe it. let's see. Who was it? Oh, yeah, Mike, not in Keswick, Ontario, emailed in and said that... Yes. Dr. Dunn. All right. He's calling CQ. If only he knew code, it actually would make sense. Hey, is that scary guy going to be at the Winterfest this year?
What I was wondering.
I want to see these.
That's what I was wondering. All there right. was a message in that. There's always a symbol. Hey, maybe Nancy knows what that meant.
All right, let's get on to that. Let's get on to that because Mike didn't get the right answer. He says Jen and Dean must have kidnapped their own master tapes and then refused to give them back to Liberty Records label.
Yeah, but then...
That was just a great idea, but that's not how it worked. And then Chris Augustus emailed in, and he actually got the correct answer. For the Willie song.
Oh, for the other contest.
For the beep. You know, Willie sure could do it. He could sure beep to all the girls, and then he would beep to them on the kitchen floor because he beep, and that's when he whipped it out, he went beep, you know. But I'm not going to tell you what the answer is because only one guy participated, and God damn it, people, you're depressing me. You know, where the hell are you people? That was supposed to be some great contest. We're going to run it again
next week.
Every week until some new guy emails in.
Until someone emails in and gets it wrong.
Exactly. I was going to be more interested in the weird, crazy answers that we would get. And everyone's like sitting on their ass tonight going.
Hey, maybe Nancy will take a guess at that.
Okay, well,
one.
Nancy. No. She's too busy answering your.
Pants.
She's too busy matching wits with Dr. Doc Brown tonight. And here we go.
Yeah.
Nancy emails back in and she goes, geez, Doc, that's a really tough question about Jan and Dean. Could it maybe be like Frank Sinatra Jr.? Like.
Foiled again.
Duh. If you, you know, any kid at the middle school could have answered that.
Yeah, well.
Any kid wearing a red hat could have told you what.
It's just pretty funny, Nancy, over there, that you got it right, because I promised you that poster. And unfortunately, Jimmy won't let it out of his cold, dead hands.
No, I'm going to give you a can of grapefruit soda.
No, that's not fair because that belongs to Chesty. Now you're giving away Chesty stuff.
I got a closet full of these things, man.
No, I was thinking Nancy, right? On the poster, right? Now we already mentioned the movie.
Oh,
all right, we already mentioned what the poster was for.
Yeah.
That poster starred Nancy Sinatra in one of the female leads.
Yeah.
You tell me who the other female lead was, and I'll beat Jimmy up and take the poster
live
and
over
give
there.
It
all right,
to
we'll
you.
Give you the whole question then. Go.
What?
Because
they're out there in the computer typing with their little fingers and getting the answers. If they really know this, they heard it the first time, or she heard it the first time. Whatever's happening over there.
Yeah.
There's a movie poster in here. It had the movie. I'll give her one other hint. It had Paul Lynde in it, and the other famous actress is a pretty famous lead. I mean, you might know her from some TV work she did. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
It was Nancy Sinatra. It was something about for those, you know, something like that.
Okay.
Right.
So you don't want to give her the actual title of the
movie
again?
No, because then you can just type it right in, and it'll come up, and then you'll have to give it to her.
Okay.
She heard me.
It's on the wall in the studio. If she can tell us the other female lead in this,
besides
Beach
Nancy
movie.
Sinatra, she may know her. She probably would know her from TV, but there's no way.
Hey, you know we're coming up. Short here. We're kind of going to come up close to the end of the show real quick. So until that email comes in, we're going to dig it with a rather timely sort of record out of 1958. Although it's sort of current events, folks. It's the incredible sound tonight of the Olympics off the Demon Records label. Dig it.
You know I love you, baby. Please don't go on. No.
if you've ever heard any of those 1960s 45s, flip them over sometime and play the B-sides if you still have a record player like I do. Some of them are really bad.
So afraid, y'all.
Be so afraid, y'all.
I want to kiss your lips, oh my. But I'm so afraid, y'all.
Be so afraid, y'all.
Oh, I'm afraid
she would break my heart.
I'm so afraid
she would tear it apart,
y'all.
Afraid she would leave me alone.
I won't have nobody to be.
Incredible sounds now of Masked Man and the Agents of 1966. Hey, before that, I know I have no idea. Oh, yeah, well, before that, I really have no idea what we play. Oh, yeah, the Olympics. Okay, well, off the Demon Records label. Yeah, again, folks, we do spin the original 45s. And I would just want to give a quick shout out. You know what? All these people trying to put us on FM radio.
Nice.
Sometimes we forget that we got to give a shout out to the folks in Halifax, Nova Scotia, where we are syndicated Tuesdays at 5 a.m. on the incredible sounds of CKDU. And of course, we're also in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And I have no idea what the name of that station is. Oh, it's Kick FM. It's like CKIC or something.
You know that we will really have made it when we're broadcasting live from Gondwanaland.
Well, we are. Okay. Well, part of it anyway. I thought we made it when we made it into Halifax at 5 a.m.
Now, where else are we? We're on the FM band. Where?
In Winnipeg, Manitoba. They
That's it. I thought you Sunday, said we were somewhere out in Colorado.
Sunday's at midnight. I have no idea. Yeah. I don't understand what that's all about.
What you say, man? Quit mumbling and talk out loud.
Yeah. Well, the incredible sounds of Bo Diddley going to take us out tonight, folks. No one did end up emailing back in. Doc, I think you finally shut up that smart-ay Nancy what's-her-name.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah, well, this has been the Lost Disc Radio Show coming to you live on February 17th, 2006. Drop it in the P.O. box to our show.
Oh, wait a minute.
It's P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473. Catch you next week, folks, on the show. Dig it.